Section 3. You will hear a discussion between Steve and Melissa about their commerce course. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hey, Melissa, how's it going?
Great! I'm really pleased to have the exams behind me. Now I'm looking forward to a break for the summer, as I know next year is going to be unbelievably difficult, being our final year and all. You?
Same. Pleased to be finished, but dreading next year, though.
Well, I wouldn't exactly say I'm dreading it, but I know what you're saying.
At least we're going to have smaller classes next semester.
How do you mean?
Didn't you hear? The Commerce Faculty just got approval to build a new state-of-the-art lecture building over the summer months. It's expected to be finished by the start of term.
Fantastic! No more lecture theatres crammed with over 200 people. That'll make a pleasant change. How on earth are they paying for it, though? I thought the college was reining in its expenditure and decreasing spending.
It is, but the grant has been approved for the best part of 3 years, so they have no choice but to provide it now that the project is going ahead. After all, those funds are supposed to have been set aside especially.
So what's taken so long for the construction to start?
You see, the grant only covers 30% of the cost. The incoming government made a pledge during the election campaign that it would cover the other 70%, but typical of a political party, wouldn't you know, it didn't keep its promise. The College Donors Club, a group of wealthy alumni, stepped in to pledge 10% of the money needed. But the project really only got a kickstart when an anonymous donor pledged the rest.
Very mysterious.
Yeah, and apparently he demanded that certain changes be made to the plans before handing over the money.
Like what?
Well, you know the proposal to have a gym in the basement?
Don't tell me that's been cancelled.
Not at all. In fact, our anonymous donor friend insisted on it being twice the original size and on a relaxation room being added as well. You know, with games and stuff.
Sweet. Are we still getting our new computer lab? There's always such an awful queue for the existing one.
We are indeed, and next to it there's now going to be what they're calling the Software Zone, a place where students can access all the latest high-end software free of charge.
Nice. Thank you very much, Mr. Donor. Everything else is staying, right? Lecture rooms, Hardware Zone, etc.?
Yeah, the rest the same.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 26 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 26 to 30.
By the way, on the subject of college next year, Steve, have you decided what courses you're going to choose yet?
Pretty much. I want to major in marketing, so I'm focusing on the international markets and product placement modules. Will you be joining me?
Well, you know I prefer human resources. That'll probably be my major. But if you twist my arm, I'll probably join you for the first one. No way on all that product placement nonsense, though. Sounds boring. Organisational behaviour is a requirement if you want to major in HR, as is managing people. So I'll definitely do both of those. Will you join me on them, then?
Sorry, Melissa. You know, HR is just not my thing. What about your optional modules? Do you feel like doing information systems with me? We all need to know a bit about the digital world, after all.
I'll get back to you. I haven't ruled out public relations either. Let's chat about it again later in the week when I've had some time to think.
Cool. I'll call you, OK?
Sounds like a plan. I better go now.
That's the end of section 3. You have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.